This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:47 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin. And joining us for the market wrap is, of course, our very own Sabrina Magdalene from the news team. So today we're looking at this report on local artists and production houses turning to YouTube to generate income for themselves. The entertainment industry has taken a big hit because of the pandemic, but thanks to video platforms, many have found a way to survive.
That's right. So there are a couple of Brunama reports and interviews around local artists on what they've been doing during this pandemic crisis. And among those with huge traffic on YouTube, they include Danny Ahboy with over 100 million video views last year. Yuna had about 21 million views, and also Dato Sri Siti Nohaliza had more than 3.9 million views. And according to estimates by various local media sites, Siti Nohaliza's YouTube channel generates about 18,400 ringgit a year. They also estimated local singer Sheila Amza receives up to 151,000 ringgit a year from her account. This is the maximum estimate. So analysts are saying that the time has come for people in this industry to leverage on their talent and artistic abilities online. So actor and producer Dato Rosham Noor says they can actually showcase their creativity on their own YouTube channel. Personally, I've also seen stand-up comedians performing on live stream these days. That's also refreshing.
Yeah, so I believe this has opened new doors and discoveries for artists and creative talents as well to become self-sufficient. You don't quite need get to a venue or get to a stage and perform all this. You can just go online. Mm-hmm. So some creators are even shooting an entire short film using their mobile phones. I think that's quite brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, that's very typical of creators, right? Finding solutions and innovative ways to remain relevant in times like these. In the past, artists would have to wait for offers to perform on TV or act in films and dramas. But now, we can see that they're more empowered. Even when releasing a movie, they can just do it on their own YouTube channel. Having said that, Rosham Noor, who released his own movie on YouTube recently, he warned that life as a YouTuber can be challenging, and this is due to intense competition from fellow YouTubers from all over the globe. So this is pushing them to improve their craft on an international benchmark.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a bit like opening your own TV station, but with global reach.
Exactly. So another example is Lars Kopak's production, which makes the Upin and Ipin animation series. So they reveal that most animation studios in Malaysia used to depend on TV stations as a source of income, but that actually changed in 2018. So TV stations started to source out cheaper animation programs from overseas, citing the local animation series were expensive. It reportedly cost these stations between 25,000 and 40,000 ringgit for local content, which, while it only cost them about 15,000 ringgit to buy a foreign animation series. So the producers, they started streaming Upin and Ipin on YouTube instead, and it started flying like a rocket. The channel's total number of views is about 4 billion, and they have over 10 million subscribers. The company also earned about 735,000 ringgit a month from YouTube last year.
Wow.
That's remarkable, you know, and I'm proud that a Malaysian-made content is doing so well. In fact, last month, Lars Kopak Productions' YouTube channel was awarded with the Diamond Play button by Google when it reached 10 million subscribers. That's huge because as of February 2020, only 566 YouTube channels in the world reached the 10 million subscriber milestone.
Right, and I guess with that, you know, you can let us know if you've listened, you've seen any local content on YouTube that's, worthy of watching. Do let us know. You can text us at WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, moving on to Bursa Malaysia, we hear shares in Anzo Holdings rose to a three-year high today. What's happening there?
So Anzo Holdings Berhad rose about 14% earlier after the timber firm announced it is venturing into the glove business. The group said it is acquiring assets from Windtrade World for 55 million ringgit in cash to produce medical and nitrile gloves. The assets could reportedly produce about 100 million pieces of medical and nitrile gloves per month. So year to date, Anzo's value, it increased by nearly 7 times from a low of 3 sen in early this year. And close today, Anzo was 28% higher at 23 sen.
Sabrina, thanks so much for that market wrap. But we're now headed to some music. It's Tame Impala with Borderline. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.